So what you'll do is you'll leap out, ready? Not now. You'll leap out and then gently beat him up. Yeah, that's the way. And then he will go down and then you'll leave him alone. And at that point you'll run off back to your seats. Is that right?
No, that's
the story. It's not negotiable. It's the Bible. We can't really negotiate with the Bible in this way, anyway. Right, so you're ready to stay there. Stay there. Now I need another three volunteers. Yeah, come. Yeah. One, two. I need another volunteer. I will come back to that. So, you'd be a good priest. So you go over there.
And
you can be the judge or Levite, it says. So you can go over there as well, yes. I need someone else. Yeah. Come. You've got the best bit. Yeah. Because the good news is you're the hero. You're the survivor. So if you go to the end of the queue then, I'll talk you through, all right? Yeah, I'm glad to see you getting into the role. Right. I think that's all right. Are we all happy?
Yeah.
I know you are. Right. Because it's because the road is still and quiet and all rest of it. Now, so this man is walking along a very dangerous road. He's going, and it's all very dangerous. And it's desert-like, and this is a dangerous place. And then suddenly he gets attacked by robbers. That's perfect, and he goes down because he's... Okay. Oh, that worked better than I expected, actually. Well done, Henry. This has made you a day, hasn't it? Just think you'll be able to tell people about this, your great moment on the stage. So, yes, the robbers came up and they came back again. Now, they went off again, I'm afraid. The robbers beat him up, took everything he had, and left him on the side of the road, half dead. Not a happy man. This man needs someone to look after him and to care for him and to show mercy to him. So what happens first? A priest comes along. So the priest is wandering around and wandering and gets... And then he stops and spots the man. And he thinks, you can see he's thinking, do I go over? Do I not? This is a dangerous place. I might get attacked myself. So he goes rushing off back to the side himself. Well done. Back to your pace. Thank you very much. Oh, this is so good. He sees his fellow Jewish man, because he's probably Jewish, man is hurt. And you think he's going to help him, but he doesn't. He just walks on the side, doesn't he? Just keeps on going. He doesn't even stop to see if he's okay, and then he'd rush off. He just goes, no, I'm not hanging around here. He doesn't show any mercy whatsoever. So then the next person comes along. He's the judge or the Levite. And he does exactly the same thing. He goes at the stop and he slows down, he sees the man, and he thinks, no, I'm going to keep going. So he keeps going and keeps going, and then he goes back off to where he's going to Jericho. And he was another important man, wasn't he? I mean, the priest is an important man, he's just an important man. And, you know, you'd think, again, he would stop to help. But no, he doesn't. He walks off still. In a bit of a hurry, for whatever reason, and no mercy again, nothing whatsoever, no qualms about not stopping. So the question is, will anyone have mercy on this poor man who's been beaten up and is struggling? So here comes another person. And if the person could just stop about there. The problem with this is that this guy here is probably Jewish. And the two people who've rushed off is also Jewish, so you'd think they'd help. But this person here is a Samaritan, a bit of a foreigner. And the Jews and the Samaritans don't, well, say they don't really get on would be an understatement, actually. They really don't get on at all. And in the story, if you were listening, as the audience, you'd be going, oh, have a really negative view. You'd have thought the others would have stopped, but no. He's the enemy in this story, oddly enough. And then he comes across, and he spots the beaten man. You go across, yeah. And he looks after him, showing concern and love, because I think he needs some love. Yeah, Henry thinks so. And he helps him up, and then he takes him off to the nearest inn, and he can take him off the stage. And a big round of applause. He picks up, takes him to the inn, and he looks after him there, and then he has to go off. And he actually gives him some money to say, look after this guy, and if you need any more, I'll give you some more when I get back. Why does he do this? Well, he has no reason to help his enemy, really, does he? Not really. He could have gone wandering off himself, keep himself safe. But no. He does so because he is merciful. Jesus told the story, actually there's a number of things he liked, the reason he's told the story, but one of the reasons he's told the story is to show us what mercy looks like when we love our neighbour. It's helping people in need, even if they're our enemies, no matter who they are. And I think that's exactly what Jesus did for us, isn't it? We're all sinful, we all get things wrong, don't we? And that actually makes us enemies of God. Not an easy thing to say, really, but it's true. And like the hurt Jewish man, we need to be saved ourselves. As God's enemies, we'd expect someone and him to take one look at us and just keep on walking. But he doesn't. The wonderful good news is he doesn't do that. He showed us mercy. He sent his son, Jesus, to die for us. To save us, even though we don't deserve it. And that's ultimate mercy in action, isn't it? Jesus died and was punished for our sin because he is so merciful and loving. Jesus is our real life Good Samaritan. As people in God's family, we are to help anyone who needs help. It's not always easy to do this, clearly. Sometimes our enemies will need help. People we don't particularly get on with, maybe. Don't really rub along with. But they still need help. We don't want to naturally show them mercy, but we should. We do it. And why? Because God has been merciful to us. We were his enemies, but he loved us, and he saved us, and she showed mercy to us. So how do we show mercy? Well, a couple of other thoughts for you. I've nicked these. I apologise. So have a think about this. When someone at school needs that to help in finding the lost ball, you help them to look for it, even if it means it because it costs you your playtime and time with your friends. You do it anyway. It's not always easy to do that. But Jesus can help us, can't he? We can pray to him because he was good to us. We can be good to others. Or on the sports field, and someone that's not nice to you gets hurt, you can be merciful by going to help them. Why? Because Jesus loves us and loved us first and showed mercy to us first. It's hard to do because that person is our enemy, a person we don't really like. But that's not the point. We help them anyway. So let's think. Just remind ourselves once more of our original verse. Blessed are the merciful, for they will be shown mercy. Jesus promises that the merciful will receive mercy. Jesus is amazingly merciful to us on the cross, and he still shows us the mercy every day of our lives. being a merciful person is a great way to show that you are part of God's family. It's a great blessing to show God's love, God's mercy to others. We'll finish with one last verse. A verse that Paul wrote to the church at Ephesus. He wrote this: "Be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other as in Christ God gave you, as in Christ God forgave you." We do it to others because God forgave us first. And that's particularly important in church, isn't it? We are to love one another. We are to show mercy towards one another. Why? Because Jesus showed love to us. Jesus showed mercy to us. That's our responsibility, isn't it? Kindness, compassion, forgiveness. Because that's what God did for us through Jesus, even though we didn't deserve it. So let's pray, shall we? Lord Jesus, thank you for showing us your amazing mercy, for dying for our sins on the cross. Thank you that you are our Good Samaritan. And please help us to follow your example this coming week and beyond as we seek to show mercy to others. Amen. We're going to sing again. I'll turn that off.